And just like that, it's Thanksgiving. Amazing, isn't it? The year flies by, and I am sitting here at my luxurious studio here in beautiful Mill Creek, Utah, Antichrist Central. Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. How you doing out there? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I am kicking it here with my cats, with the heater on. It's raining outside, and I just opened you up with a block of Queen. And not only a block of Queen, but a couple of really good remakes, tributes, whatever you want to call them, to Queen. Because, you know, I still haven't gone and seen the movie. I want the hype to be over. I'm that kind of guy. I'm the second guy in line to enjoy things. But, yeah, and we started off the set with We Will Rock You, of course, and Stone Cold Crazy. And then Metallica doing Stone Cold Crazy. Awesome fucking remake. And then Sheer Heart Attack. And Now I Am Here. And then Social Unrest, Sheer Heart Attack. And I gotta tell you, like, I went through a lot of stuff, people doing covers, remakes, whatever, tributes to Queen, and those are the two best, and great songs to do. I've covered both of them myself. Super fun songs. And, you know, it's this time of year that I get squirrely around this time of year. My birthday's coming up next month, but I lost my mom in November, right around Thanksgiving, and just a few other, you know, little deep things happen around this time of year. And I don't become the sad old man. I just I want to be alone. So I sent Coco off with her mom to go see her kids, and I'm just gonna kick it here with the cats and talk to you people, and see, you know, if there's anybody else that just likes to be alone on the holidays. You can email me at miserablemorningshow@gmail, or you can call in, and that's 213-500-2980. Call me, let me know what the hell. Yeah, it's a funky one, and it's a funky, and I think we're just gonna have a really cool show today. So let's get back to some music and kick this one off with Smog Town. And just like that, I'm back. I love saying that. You're all sick of hearing it, I know, right? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not sick of hearing, and that's good fucking music. And I hope you all feel the same way, because I'm going to play some good shit today. That set right there, you have no idea what those bands and those songs mean to me. Yeah, I played in, let's see, one, two, three of the bands that I just played, or bands that that I played in, but those bands and the other bands that I played are like so like there's so much impact on my life. In '93, when the rebirth of punk rock, when the Fuck Dolls, you know, and yeah, we take credit for that, because we were watching where fucking people were going, and we were pissed. Fucking hippies were back. The grunge thing was like taking over, and you know, I was appalled by the outfits that these guys were wearing when they went on stage, like a flannel and jeans. Like, I'm sorry, but one, if I go to see a show, I want to see a show, I want to hear a show, I want to feel a show. I don't want to see some dude in his like lumberjack outfit, fucking his work clothes, up there banging on a guitar and, you know, singing about what a drag, you know, life is. You know, and I get it, you know, I mean, I get it now. I didn't then, but I get it now. I mean, like, everybody was being introduced to all the psych meds and stuff that were becoming like the big deal. And, you know, when I was growing up, we had Thorazine and then lithium, like, you know, but it became like every problem had initials, you know, OCD, MPD, NAACP, like fucking every, you know, like, everybody had something, and it was all treatable with medications that were coming out, coincidentally, straight out of, you know, the Middle East, fucking Pakistan. And, like, the people were just like, you know, and Seattle was the, you know, kingdom come of depression. And I know that there was a subculture still alive in Seattle when that was happening, and I know they were pissed too. And hello, Bo. But we had something to say about it, and you know, the album, the single that came out, American Bomb. Any of you that have it, the Fuck Those American Bomb. The picture on that was a sketch drawing of the Seattle, the Space Needle, you know, on fire. You know, and that we were dropping the bomb on fucking grunge. And so, and there were people around us in Orange County that had that same feeling. And bands started springing up, good bands started springing up. And some of the bands that are on this block that I just played are huge, strong in that rebuild and rebirth of punk rock as we knew it in 77. Started off the set with Smogtown, Sex Offender, Gender Bender. I play that song a lot. If you're sick of hearing it, fucking listen to the next station in line, because I'm going to play that song a lot. I'm going to play a lot of songs by Smogtown, because they're like, you know, one of the top bands in my playlist. From that, you know, the rebirth. And they were on Disaster Records and like part of the family, and Chavez and Guitardo, like these guys got it. They got it. What I felt about punk rock, they felt about punk rock. And then the robot, Spin Idols, Do the Robot. Like that song was it was the epitome of punk rock guitar that struck me. You know, when I first heard punk rock, it was 1977. It was I was skating a pool, Santa Clara Swim School in Reseda, Van Nuys, whatever technically, but and you know, like I heard that somebody sat down in boombox and the Ramones were playing, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And then and he had the Clash and he had the Sex Pistols and he had like a demo or something of the Weirdos. Like I was fucking blown away at what I was hearing. And, you know, Eddie Van Halen had just made the scene the year before, and I was like, if that's where guitar playing's going, like, I am gonna go back to playing drums or play the bass, because I'll never play like that. I'll never be that good. And, you know, punk rock was right there to save me from fucking giving up on, you know, because I am a drummer that made a living playing guitar, but I love the guitar. I want to be as good on the guitar as I am on the drums, and probably never will be, but I never give up on shit, man. If I'm challenged by it, I'm on it. And, Bo, what, I know. Look, you can pet yourself against me all you want, but you can't stand on the keyboard of the computer. He says, my boy Cat, he's such a good boy. My bo, he my big bad bo, huh? Yeah, he big boy, he good cat, huh? Anyway, so, yeah, and then the band that was right there in line, you know, when the Fuck Dolls broke up was the Spin Idols. I jumped right out. Dwayne went and started the U.S. Bombs, and I joined the Spin Idols, and it was just like that. That was the path. And then I was on, and I loved it. And that's the band I missed the most. Of all the bands I played in, the band I missed the most is the Spin Idols. It was an unbelievable camp. We fought like crazy, like all bands do. But, I mean, we were, like, right there, you know, just at each other's throats all the time. But we always delivered. And, you know, we didn't cancel shows because there was nobody there. We fucking played, and Mike, you know, believed in giving the same show to 5 people as 5,000 people or 500,000, you know, like we were just stoked to be fucking, you know, playing. And if you were in a band during the 90s, you know what I mean, because nobody was paying shit, and the audiences were scattered across, you know, 3 or 4 different genres, and it was really interesting times in music. But, and then the band that's my favorite punk rock band of all time is the Stitches, and Mike and Johnny and Action Man, that's the 3 across the board, I call it, man, punk rock, because Johnny and Mike play off each other so well, and Skips and Action Man Pete play off each other perfect. I mean, perfect bounce of the punk rock. That's pogo music, fucking 101. That's like, if you want to know how to pogo, put on the Stitches, and when your body starts reacting to it, that's pogo. So there's that. And Never Be the Same, Huns, you know, another band that was just right there in line. Like, I was, you know, kicking back, doing life. My daughter Evelyn was just born. You know, I did my duty of taking care of my pregnant wife. And it was time for me to get out of her way so she could, you know, do the early motherhood thing with her. Her mom came to town. My wife's mom came to town. And, was helping her out, and I needed to, like, go be somewhere, and so I jumped in my car and drove up to Orange County, and in fact, I think I rode my motorcycle up there, because I don't drive cars that much, I don't like cars, but I went up to Orange County, and with my guitar, and joined the Huns, and, you know, back with Dwayne again, after not being with them since the Fuck Dolls. And the Wayward Bantams album was what came out. And you know what? Like, we went to Europe right after 9/11. That was, again, really interesting times. And that song, Never Be the Same, that's the story of everybody's first introduction to the needle and heroin. And, you know, if you've ever danced with that demon, you know that song will talk to you. And the dialogue there in the middle, Dwayne and I played off of each other for like, a little 30-second dialogue about, you know, a junkie begging his dealer for a front, you know. And, yeah, fucking A, man. Full circle, full fucking circle. But yeah, there it is. Never Be the Same, Dwayne Peters and the Huns before Die Huns. And then Beetle Boot, U.S. Bombs, fuck, man. When that song comes on, if I'm in a club and that song comes on the jukebox, or fucking I hear it at home, it comes on my playlist, I start dancing. The DP dancing, I still can't do it. The only person I've ever seen imitate the DP dance perfect is his nephew, Chris. He can nail it. The back skip shuffle, fucking Elvis meets fucking Johnny Rotten. I don't know. Just if you've seen a Dwayne show, or if you played with Dwayne, or you know, that dance, and when he does that, he's digging what you're playing. So hell yeah. And then a band that needs no introduction. Ricky Ratt is out with the Dead Boys. But Trash Brats. Detroit does not breed shitty rock and roll. And no Jangled Brush, Trash Brats. The first time I saw the Trash Brats, the Spent Idols were playing with them, and I was jealous that I wasn't in that band, as they were so fucking cool. And then sealed the deal with where it all started, Exploding Fuck Dolls, Some Other Day. What a fun song, what a great song, what great lyrics. DP nailing it again there. And I got an email the other day, and somebody said, why don't you play more of your own stuff? And, you know, I just feel silly sometimes playing my own stuff on my radio show, but, you know, sometimes I don't feel silly. Sometimes, it's good stuff. I got 23 records under my belt, and I've got 4 that I can listen to all the way through. The Fuck Dolls, wow. We were pissed. We were on fire. We were all living in a house down in Cardiff. And Cardiff's in San Diego, for those of you who don't know. And we would all, get up in the morning, go surf Cardiff Reef, go get carne asada, go home, have band practice, and back out into the surf. Back for more carne asada, and then more practice, and then maybe a show that night, or went to a show, or something, you know. Godoy's had a Cadillac, big four-door Cadillac, and we'd get in that and just go. That's your tail, Bo. That's your own tail, causing all the problems. Grab that fucker and hold it. Good boy. God, you're a good cat. You're a smart one. So there was that, and so that's it. That was a block of the rebirth of punk rock, and from Costa Mesa to the slummy slopes of Detroit. The afterbirth. I sat in a puddle of that one time. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, you fuckers, man. I'm not depressed to be alone. It sucks sometimes, but I know I do better alone on the holidays. I miss my family. I miss my mom and my dad so much. And, you know, all but one brother and my sister are gone. And mom and dad are gone. And, you know, I got my kids, but, you know, they're at that age where they got friends and they got their mothers. And, you know, the little fiesta that I just, you know, rolled out of, and ended in a DEA raid on my place, was no place for my kids to be, and I'm glad I made it through that. I'm glad I'm on the other side of the street and heading in the right direction, and I am glad that they were not there to witness, what drugs can do to somebody. Because let me tell you, I go into monster mode. And speaking of monster mode, let's go into another block of music. And then after that, we'll come back with the weather for Salt Lake and surrounding shitty cities. And how about we start off the set with some Slayer. Just like that, fuck you. That's right. If you're sick of hearing it, get sick on that, bitch. Wow. Now that was a powerful set. I like the flip from punk to thrash and more. because let's face it, there's too much good music out there to ignore anything, and I certainly don't. I like to take myself all over the spectrum. I got a new bass yesterday. I got a, it's not a real expensive bass, it's a Rogue. $199 bass, I don't know, but I mean, this thing plays and sounds incredible. It's got like, it got like 5-star ratings from everybody that tried it, whatever you want to call that. But you know, I write, sometimes I write on the bass, sometimes I write on the guitar, sometimes I write lyrics and then put music to it, sometimes I write music, put lyrics to it. It just depends where I'm at, you know, in my head musically, and you know, sometimes I sit on the drums and I'll write. It just, like I say, it depends where I'm at. And so I got this bass, and so I've been playing a lot of thrash. And usually the bands that I've played bass in were hard rock or metal. And, you know, I was fortunate enough, lucky enough to share a stage with probably the best drummer, best metal drummer out there, in my opinion, John Deddy. I was in a band with him, Apocalypse, in the late 80s, early 90s. 91 was my comeback on that, and I had to go back and do some behind bars time, but Anyway, he's out playing with Slayer right now, and before that, he was out playing with Anthrax, and he left Apocalypse. He went on to Testament. From Testament, he filled in for Slayer. Slayer, he's done, you know, Anthrax, Iced. I can't think of the name of that other band, really good band. And then he was just out with Monty Pittman, Madonna's guitar player. Anyway, playing bass with Deddy on drums was a true test whether I was a bass player or whether I was just a guitar player playing the bass. And thank you, John, because you really taught me how to focus on the kick drum and the snare. You know, the root of all evil in metal. Fucking great set there. Started off with Slayer, Expendable Youth, and then laid to rest, Lamb of God. I gotta tell you, Lamb of God, out of all the whole devil singing vocals, hi Rosie, how's my ro-po, huh? You a good my roadie-poty-poty-poo. Of all the, Lamb of God is the only band I think that I really like a lot that has that kind of singing. You know, shared a backstage room with them one time, and I apologized to him later, you know, but I was making fun of him. He was doing vocal exercises and they were like, and, like, it was like being a WWE wrestling green room. And we were laughing at him, making fun of him, and you know, he caught it, and it was like, you know, thanks for being a dick, whatever. But, you know, they went on to be a really great band with great songs. So, Laid to Rest, Lamb of God, Strike of the Beast, Exodus from Bonded by Blood. You know, if anybody that, if you're old enough to remember thrash, if you were the age I was when thrash hit, early 20s, that Bonded by Blood album was landmark. I was really into a lot of drums and bass playing then, and I loved playing with that album. And then Gary Holt, it's anything with Gary Holt's fucking phenomenal, and he's out with Slayer. The whole family melting pot that I've been a part of, metal and punk, we are one incestuous Strike Force family. So yeah, and then Sabotage, another band that I've had the glorious luxury of participating in. She's in love. And here's a band that a lot of people don't understand why I like. And this song has the example of it. This band goes from being like Iron Maiden to like Offspring. Or, you know, this song shows that example. But you know what? Sometimes if I'm just really into it. And Avenged Sevenfold, that first drummer, the one that passed, and I apologize for not remembering his name, what a phenomenal drummer. And you know, I got a chance to see them. Wow. You know, here's something heavy. Sometimes I look at somebody and I think, God, that person is so good. I sure hope God doesn't take them early. And you know, not that I predicted anything, but I remember looking at that guy and watching him drum and thinking, Jesus, wow, what a gift to music. So I won't go too far into it, but I love Avenged Sevenfold, and fuck you if you don't. And ended that set with The Trooper, Iron Maiden, one of my favorite Iron Maiden songs of all time. And, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and listening to me is a great thing. You will learn so much about our music from everywhere in the world, and you will get a lot of opinion about it from me. But Thanksgiving is a time to spend with your family, and I told you I would give you some weather, and I'm going to do that. I am going to give you some weather. Right now it is drizzling, kind of rainy here in Salt Lake, and but it's nice out. It's really nice. You know, when it gets dark early, I used to not like that, but now as I've become an old soul, I like when it gets dark early. I like that feeling, and I like when waking up in cold mornings. This is a good time of year for me. And in my spirit, and it's a bad time of the year for me and my soul. Like I said earlier, I miss my mom and dad. I miss my family. I have my own family now, kind of scattered, but awesome family. I got a lot of awesome exes. If any of you are listening, I love you all. You're all amazing. None of you compared to Coco. My new chick is amazing, and who knows, maybe I'll marry her, maybe I'll kill her, maybe I'll never talk to her again, who knows, but she is fucking amazing, and if you're listening, babe, thank you for pulling me up out of a slump, and giving me the kind of attention that a dude needs, because, you know, life is a trip. And and when you trip over things, you find new things. So we'll hold that in a, you know, box of wax apples. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Salt Lake, it looks like it's going to be gloomy for the next few days. We are going to experience some really interesting stuff with the pressure system, and it looks like we might have some snow coming up, so we might start getting that base that we need to really get down and do that thing that we like to do. We like to ride. We gotta ride. We gotta skate. We gotta snowboard. We gotta ski. We gotta do all those things to please our soul. And if you don't, then you're just one of those boring people that sits in the house with your thumb up your ass. And I'm not that guy. I have done some evil time here lately. But, wow, you know, it's, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, 41 degrees on a Thursday, Thanksgiving Day in Salt Lake City. And it's we're going to have some rain tomorrow, a high of 47, low of 34. And it looks like Saturday we are going to get a mixture of snow and rain, because Saturday temperatures high of 40 and a low of 20. And the National Weather Service has issued a heavy snow and blowing snow expected. Total snow accumulation of 8 to 24 inches expected. Areas of blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. Anybody who's gone across I-80 through Wyoming or Utah that's seen blowing snow, it is eerie. I was a truck driver for a little while. When I first retired out of touring, I didn't know how to do anything but the road. So, you know, I became a truck driver and had a blast doing it. But blowing snow is some gnarly stuff. So it looks like Friday, it's going to rain. And then as it gets later, that pressure is going to flip around. And we are going to see some crazy snow come down. So the mountains, get ready for the storm that's going to put down our base, hopefully. And you know, the AccuWeather, the Doppler radar that the Weather Channel uses is the same one that I'm looking at, same one that I use. And the 10-day weather for Park City is bouncing like so all over the place, with the precipitation, the pressure, and the winds are going to create a hell of a storm, they're saying. So let's get ready for that. And you know, if nobody told you they love you today, it's probably because you're a dick. And I want to tell you, the only thing wrong with being a dick is every once in a while you have to dip in shit to keep somebody happy. So all that and rock and roll means you are a slave to the grind. Goodbye, everybody. I'll talk to you tomorrow.